This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
I think an interesting quote today. Geno Smith was talking with the press, and he was asked whether he got frustrated during his 7 years as a backup. He says, no. My tough times would be a dream to someone else.
Wow, that's great. That's great perspective.
And you look at the way he's changed this year.
That's awesome.
And it's just, it's amazing when you talk about the mentality. Yeah. You know, you talked about it a lot. You know, you beat somebody down. You beat somebody down over and over.
And then you get beaten down.
Yeah.
Right.
But he didn't allow that.
And you can choose to get beaten down, or you can choose to fight back.
Yeah. I just thought it was a great quote when I just read it. I was like, I got to get this out there.
That's it. I like it. Good for you, Geno, man. All of us gave up on you. I did. I never thought you would ever come close to playing like this, ever. I didn't think you would play like this coming out of West Virginia, and I never thought you would play like this throughout your entire career. The fact that you stayed mentally tough enough to hang in there. And let me tell you something again to tell you, not only was I wrong about Geno Smith, but I was also wrong that the Seattle Seahawks were tanking this year. Now, I think they were tanking. The problem was Geno wasn't tanking. And all of a sudden, the light went on. You know, Geno Smith is this era's Rich Gannon. Yeah. Rich Gannon floated around for many years until he found his way with the Raiders. But with the Vikings and the Kansas City Chiefs, he was just a guy, just a backup, just a fill-in. And then all of a sudden, he found his way with the Raiders. And that has not happened in a long time. And here comes Geno Smith. 6, 7, 8 years, whatever he was, floating around different teams. Everybody gave up on him. They looked at him as a backup. And look at him now, dude. Look at him now.
No, I was going to ask, was Gannon looked at as a backup? But you answered it as it was going.
Yeah, just a jag.
I don't remember that far back.
Just a jag. When he would come in, you'd look at him, and, oh, yeah, whatever, Rich Gannon's in. It's, you know, he was pretty athletic because he can run around, and he had a gun. I mean, we had a nickname for him, Rich Cannon Gannon. We'd call him Rich Cannon Gannon, and he had a good arm. But he, you know, he was inaccurate at times. He was inconsistent. He was just a good athlete back there. And so you kind of, all right, he just never settled down in Minnesota or Kansas City. And then somehow or another, that the Raiders and John Gruden had the perfect system for him, and he became an MVP caliber player. You know? And Geno Smith, to his credit, man, he has played just outstanding football, man. Got to give him a lot of love.
Do you know who the Seahawks offensive coordinator is?
It is... No, I don't, actually. No. I don't. I know he's made some changes on the staff, but I'm not exactly sure who it is. Who is it? Shane Waldron. Or Walden. Waldron. Is he the former FSU quarterback? I think they had a guy named Walden, maybe. I don't know.